You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The push toward federal immigration reform seemed to have momentum in the Senate as a bipartisan group, including Arizonans John McCain and Jeff Flake, put together a package that won approval. But many Republicans in the House thought the proposal didn't do enough to ensure a secure southern border. Recent conversations indicate the House may take up the issue of reform again following this summer's primaries. But will border security continue to hold things up? In his new book, The Dangerous Divide, Peter Eichstädt focuses on the U.S.-Mexico border and some of the policies and the people affected by them. He'll be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe tomorrow night, and he joins me now. Let's be specific about what area on or near the U.S.-Mexico border you've written about in The Dangerous Divide.
Well, I concentrated on the area between El Paso and Tucson. Among other things, I went across the border to Nogales, and the book kind of starts out where I'm in the El Comedor dining hall, where a lot of deportees and recent arrivals from southern Mexico and Central America come up. And I interviewed a lot of people about the situation that they're facing and had experienced that led up to them being in that dining hall. I also spent time with the Tucson Samaritans, following them along their tracks and trails where they have water drops in the desert. And during one particular excursion, we encountered a young man from Guatemala. He had been wandering the desert for 3 days, and he was delirious, seriously dehydrated, almost delusional. And he was a perfect example of the kind of human victims that we have along the border as a result of our U.S. Immigration policies.
Now, you've been around the world, but you did spend a lot of time as a reporter in the Southwest. What sort of expectations did you have? How much knowledge did you have going in other than a base knowledge of what was going on?
You know, not a lot. And that's why I went into this with somewhat of an open mind. I wanted to see what had happened. My particular background is that I lived and worked a lot in New Mexico. And I'd also studied as a student in Mexico City. So I had some grounding and some background as to in Latin America and Central American culture. And I was amazed while I was spending my 2 years in Afghanistan at the enormous death toll that was occurring just south of the border. I wanted to find out what had happened. What has transpired to create the kind of situation that we have on the border right now?
How much of the blame do you put on 9/11 of 2001, this idea that we're going to try to keep as many people out as possible?
Yeah, well, 9/11 was definitely a watershed event. But the problem is this kind of retrenching of American immigration attitudes has created a very untenable situation and an unnecessary situation along the U.S.-Mexico border. Fact is, no terrorists have been stopped or apprehended coming across the U.S.-Mexico border. Yet, all of our policies and immigration attitudes have been shaped by this change that went from Mexico being our neighbors to the south and one of our major and most significant trading partners to a source of terrorists. And it's completely unfounded and unnecessary attitude.
There will be some, though, who will hear this and say, some of the loud voices, some of those people, whether it's the Minutemen or Sheriff Joe Arpaio, whoever they may be, that's not what the average person actually believes. It's just those are louder voices.
It's a really good question, because what I try to address in my book is this attitude that the argument and the fear has been shaped by this thought that, well, we have to stop this immigrant invasion because it presents a quote-unquote terrorist or a general threat to this country, when in fact the opposite is true. Millions of people from Central and South and Mexico have come across the border not because they want to invade the country, which is absolutely the wrong characterization, but because they can and they do find work that is critical to supporting the American economy. We know for a fact that the roofers, the landscapers, the people that pick the crops do all kinds of work that most Americans don't want to do. It's all being done by migrants who have come across, and because of our particular policies right now, they've become illegal. And we've somehow turned them into being bad people instead of very important people contributing to our economy.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix talking with reporter Peter Eichstedt. His new book is called The Dangerous Divide. He'll be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe on Thursday night. Peter, what policies should the U.S. change to either keep migrants from trying to cross the desert or make it less dangerous if they do?
What I see happening, what I think would be a very simple solution, is to simply reactivate and expand the worker visa program. We've had a number of these over the years, and for some reason, currently, this visa program is highly restricted. And if we could provide visas to people, it would, one, it would allow them to come and go as need be. If they can find work, great, you can come across, we'll give you a visa. You register with us, you keep track. We can keep track of you, and you're here for 3 months, 6 months, or whatever the appropriate time of the visa would be, and you're able to go back and take the earnings that you've collected and share them with your family. Most of the migrants that I talked to didn't want to come to the U.S. on a permanent basis. They simply wanted to come up here to take advantage of the economy, earn some money, and go back home and share this newfound wealth with their families. Right now, we have a situation where, because we have created this immense barrier to people coming across and doing the kind of work that they're more than willing to do in the U.S. that Americans aren't, they must now turn to cartels who handle all the human trafficking coming across, paying easily in the neighborhood of $3,000 per person to come across. And they face incredible physical dangers going across. And once they do get across, they are subject to continued extortion. All of this situation could be relieved if we simply relaxed our visa program.
We're talking about human beings, and I don't think that should ever be lost. But why does the U.S. not have the right to have border fences and to keep certain people out who are non-citizens?
I'm not challenging that concept at all. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a secure border. And I'm not saying that we don't have the right to do that. What I'm simply urging is that we face the reality of the situation right now, where we have a need for all of this labor that we're taking advantage of. The labor that Mexicans and Central American workers are providing keeps their food prices in the restaurants low, because most of them are working in restaurants or in the fields in all different areas of the economy. And because they're willing to work for wages that are undoubtedly much less than what average Americans would want to earn, they're keeping prices low. So there's a contribution being made. At this point, we're simply not, our policies are not addressing the reality of what we have going on right now.
Clearly, based on the title of your book, we're talking about a dangerous area, the dangerous divide, Peter Eichstedt. How does the border area, where a lot of the migrant crossing is done, compare to some other areas of the world you've been? You've been to some dangerous places. I'm thinking of the Congo, for one.
Yeah, it's it's a really good question. This idea of flowing back and forth across borders, I thought about that in Afghanistan and the Congo and other places where I've been. And, you know, the flow of people back and forth across the border in many, many places, of course, it's regulated. But it's also people on both sides of borders in all the countries I've been to recognize the reality of the situation, that people will move across borders, and especially if they want to go work. And they try to accommodate this instead of trying to throw up these multi-billion dollars and mile after mile after mile of barriers, which have been proven around the world, simply don't work. It's just an enormous waste of money. If people know that they're going to be able to get a job in another country, they will find a way to come, you know, legally or not.
There's been renewed talk again, not that we haven't heard this before, that Congress will take up immigration reform. So let's come full circle. What do you think about efforts there?
Well, there's a lot of people using this phrase of border security, as a campaign phrase. This diverts the debate from the real core issue, which is throwing up, you know, increasing security does not necessarily mean you're going to stop the inflow of migrant workers. And what we need to do is take our heads out of the sand, realize the reality and acknowledge the reality of what's going on right now, that we have 11 to 12 million people undocumented already in this country working. And we have approximately anywhere from 750,000 to a million more coming across every year. So let's get a grip. Let's get a handle on this situation. Let's provide visas so these people, we can keep track of people who want to come, and we can provide an opportunity for them to cross safely, to come in and do the work, and also go back safely.
Peter Eichstedt is author of The Dangerous Divide. He'll be at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe Thursday night at 7. Peter, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.